This is sa-news.com. Is there respite of hijackings in Three Rivers? SAPS says no, but social media says yes. There is reportedly a spate of hijackings in Three Rivers, but police apparently know of nothing. Social media, on the other hand, is buzzing about a group of men who are believed to have a waging reign of terror in Drie Riviere and trying to hijack people. However, police say they have no knowledge of this. But who should one believe? The police spokesman in Vereniging, Captain Fikile Funda, told Vaal Weekblad on Tuesday afternoon that he can only comment on incidents that have been reported to the police and are being investigated by the police. According to him, there has not been a single car hijacking or any attempted car hijacking in the area in the past 2 days, so he could not comment on this matter. But according to the messages circulating on social media, the men were driving a Toyota Yaris with a student driver sticker on the left-hand corner of the rear window. The modus operandi is that the vehicle stops in the road and the hazard lights are switched on. When you try to move past the vehicle, there is a man kicking against your door. The moment that you stop to get out, three other men armed with knives and a wrench get into the vehicle, attack you and try to steal the vehicle, reads one message. According to the other messages, the incident took place in General Hartsog Road in Drie Riviere Oos, but according to another message, it took place in Houtkop Road in Drie Riviere. Or, it could be separate incidents. It is unknown at this time who the original poster of the message was. Ben Almiro of the security company National Crime Assist Vaal, whose details appear on one of the messages, could not speak to Vaal Weekblad immediately because he was apparently putting out fires and asked them to call back later. The messages can be viewed on sa-news.com. Last week, data was released by the South African Cities Network, SACN, which analysed the security criteria of 9 major metropolitan areas, namely Johannesburg, Cape Town, eThekwini, Ekurhuleni, Tshwane, Nelson Mandela Bay, Mangaung, Musidunzi and Buffalo City. Hijacking statistics have risen sharply again, and this is once again bad news for Gauteng. Johannesburg takes first place as the most dangerous municipality for car hijackings and Ekurhuleni is third. The two regional neighbours are divided by eThekwini's appearance in second place. The list is as follows. First, Johannesburg. Second, eThekwini. Third, Ekurhuleni. Fourth, Nelson Mandela Bay. Fifth, Cape Town. Sixth, Tshwane or Pretoria. Seventh, Musidunzi. Mangaung or Bloemfontein is 8th, and in the 9th place is Buffalo City. It is unclear why there have been significant increases in car hijackings in most cities, but it may be related to the introduction of more sophisticated vehicle safety equipment, which has made the theft of parked vehicles difficult. As a result, vehicle theft syndicates have increasingly resorted to car hijackings, the SACN said. Please visit sa-news.com for more headlines that challenges mainstream media.
Dit is nuus.net. 'N Port Elizabeth se man is in die rug geskiet tydens 'n huisinval. So min is gebyt dat aanvallers dalk binnekort iemand anders sal moet aanval. 'N 53-jarige man van Port Elizabeth is in die rug geskiet na 'n gewapende roof van 2 bierhuise op 'n plot in Lakeside. Dit is weer eens duidelik dat die waarde van die lewe elke dag goedkoper word. Weer eens net 'n selfoon, TV en kontant, wat net 'n paar dae se kos sal verskaf, wanneer dit verdeel word tussen die aanvallers. So mense se lewens word letterlik verteer. Na 'n paar dae sal hulle weer iemand moet beroof. Polisiewoordvoerder, kolonel Priscilla Naidoo, het bevestig dat brekende glas omstreeks 1:30, 'n 34-jarige vrou en haar kerel op hul erf in Lakeside Road wakker gemaak het. Die vrou het na haar buurman se huis op dieselfde plot ontsnap en haar kerel met 4 indringers agtergelaat. Na die geluid van nog glas wat breek, verskyn een van die aanvallers met 'n vuurwapen in die tweede huis en eis geld, dwelms en gewere. Die vrou het gesê die verdagte het toe gevlug met selfone en sy het teruggegaan na haar eie huis toe toe sy gehoor het alles is stil. Sy het toe ontdek dat haar kerel geskiet is. Sy het ook ontdek dat 'n platskerm TV, 'n leerhandsak en 'n beursie met geld geneem is. Die geraamde waarde van alles saam is omtrent R40,000. Naidoo sê 'n saak van poging tot moord en 2 sake van huisroof word ondersoek. Die man is intussen na die hospitaal geneem vir behandeling. Alhoewel een jaagtog na die verdagtes van stapel gestuur is, het die polisie nog geen verklaring van die slagoffer geneem nie. Besoek nuus.net vir meer nuus wat die hoofstroom media uitdaag.